One of the characteristics I've come to admire about the Bible, and one of the reasons I believe in the inspiration and authority of the Bible, is its willingness and candidness in showing the dark side, the messiness, the missteps and drastic failures, not just of people in general, but of the people of God. If we are intellectually honest, we cannot read this book with rose-colored glasses, no matter how badly we may want to do so. The book of Judges definitely will not allow it. This book is not necessarily the book of valiant heroes who exercise great leadership skills that we all should emulate. Granted, some of the judges, including the one we will consider in the next few days, is mentioned in Hebrews 11 as being a man of faith, even though what we know of some of the people in this book is not very praiseworthy. What we have to remember is that in the book of Judges, we see specific episodes of their lives. And in these episodes, God moves through them in a mighty way. He has to, because they are completely inept themselves. Thus, because of God's moving in them, they enforced justices, conquered enemies. But the author of this book is not holding up these men as poster boys for the faith. Rather, the author is showing that the Israelites as a whole were not committed to God as their deliverer, and as time went on in this season, they grew further and further away from God and His Word, causing more severe consequences in their lives. There was a lack of discipleship among the fathers to the sons and daughters. They failed to pass down to their children the great stories of God's deliverance. So as those children grew up, they didn't know God as a deliverer that they could depend upon, and they grew deeper and deeper in foolishness. But you don't have to live in that cycle. You can learn their lesson by reading and studying this word, this book, and be saved from the chaos that they suffered by turning to the ultimate judge, the true deliverer, the eternal King, Jesus Christ. And you can walk with Him day by day. Today, please pray for Danny and Rita Ballard, our missionaries in the Philippines. Also, remember the Dagare LifeWord broadcast heard in Burkina Faso and Ghana.